Good. Well, we're going to go ahead and begin here. As we do have that drive-in service, we really have some good content here with our study today. We're in session number three. Really, the encouragement here is to present our requests to God. And that is found right there in Philippians chapter four, good old prayer. And let's start with prayer before we kind of start some time of sharing in our video as well. Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, we admit sometimes prayer is a hard thing to do. It's a concept we talk about. So Lord, help us to be led to prayer, to open up with sincere and simple requests, and to lay upon our concerns to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I'm going to share my screen here. We're going to talk about our homework, give you an opportunity to share again. That's an important part of.
There you go.
Got it?
Yep, we're good.
Okay, last time, let's just view here last week. Just want to see, don't feel bad if you lost. Remember, Trudy said you lose your homework in the cloud. Don't feel bad if you lost it. But if you did do something, I want to hear it. Last time we discussed how we need to let our gentleness be made known to all. And we specifically talked about how reminding ourselves that the Lord is near, that is a really helpful thing. During our group activity last time, you set an alarm to daily remind yourself of God's presence. If you followed through with this daily reminder, share how it encouraged you. Did it bring more calmness or change the way you faced your anxieties? Did anyone write sticky notes? Did anyone do anything that they'd like to share? You don't have to, but did anyone follow up with that homework? Okay, I'll share something here and then you can be thinking about it. Ellen Holroyd made this for me. Can you read that? It says, God is with me. And she just put it right into my box outside my office. And I carried this little card with me all week and put it in my back pocket. So it's a little bent. Ellen, don't be upset. It's a little bent, but the reason why I did that is so that I could use it in specific moments. So when I talked to Carla, I pulled this out and we talked about how important it was for the disciples when they were being fed by Jesus to recognize who he was, that he was near and with them. And that this actually guided our prayer together. And then I also used this in a with someone else that was going through a challenging time. I use this as a guide for the prayer that I had with them and also some challenging conversations this week as well. So just a super big help. So thankful for that. Anyone else use a little sticky note or anything?
I routinely use the screensaver on my iPad and my phone. I change it up with Versus.
Yeah, that's great.